This is the second episode of the short versions of my podcast, Musings of a Book Collector. This episode, I would like to talk about some new and old works related to Hanukkah. Of course, there's an endless amount of material devoted to this Chag, and more just keeps on coming out. But Baruch Hashem, Hanukkah is 8 days, so there should be plenty of time to learn. Amirtz Hashem, I will list and discuss more in the future. The first work I would like to discuss is the Bate Kahuna. When you open up the Gemara Shabbos in the Sugi of Hanukkah, you'll see the following. Rabbi Kiv Eiger, the famous Kilyonis of his on the side, the first Ara relating to the Gemara of Hanukkah, says, Kol HaShmanin Shebehecho, V'ayim B'tshuvas Bate Kahuna Chelik Aleph B'veis Vad Simen Aleph. What is this? What's he referring to? So a short introduction is in order. Rabbi Elio Mizrahi, who's famous for his monumental work on Rashi, wrote other works. One of them was on the Smag. It was first published in 1520 and a few other times. Working off the Smag on the section of Hilchas Chanukah, for example, the Mizrahi over there has a lot of material, and he's famous for being oimid on what became very famous relating to Chanukah, some of the famous things, such as the famous question that we know of the Beis Yosef, of why Chanukah is 8 days, why it should be 7 days, what was the nes of the first day, which we devoted a whole episode in previous years. Famous question of Achreinim of Tumahot Shebet Tzibur, so why was there even a nes necessary for the Shemen, and other such questions. These are all found in the Mizrahi on his work on the Smag and Chanukah. Now, on that work of the Mizrahi, various Achreinim went ahead and wrote works. One such work is what Rabbi Kiv Eiger over here is referring to, and that is the Bate Kahuna. This was written by Rabbi Yitzchak HaKohen Rappaport, born in 1679, dies in 1755. He began publishing his Bate Kahuna, which ended up being a few volumes, in 1736. He's a Talmud of the great Pri Chadash, and he's one of the main Rabbeim of the Chidah. The Chidah talks about him in various places in Hashem HaGdolim. In one place he used a lashon of his Meshamish Lefanov, which would sound like he's a serious Rebbe of his, not just someone passing through. Whereas in recent literature on the Chidah, they sort of downplay his relationship with him. Be that as it may, in 1754, when the Chidah visits Worms, as he records in his famous travels, the Magal Toiv, which has recently been published in a few different editions, he talks about on Yudches Menachem of meeting the great Pnei Yeshua. And he says the famous thing about him, Umareu Kimareu Malach Elekim, and he discusses, he records in these travels his conversation with him, and it's been heavily discussed in literature, but one point in this conversation was, he says that the Olam in Yerushalayim is fascinated by your sefer, the Pnei Yeshua, ubefrat harav hamuflaker Yitzchak HaKohen samach belibay, that you Pnei Yeshua bring from his sefer Bate Kahuna in your work in the Kuntres Achron, and Rabbi Mandelbaum in his Ha'aris on the Magal Toiv says that it's referring to the Pnei Yeshua in Kuntres Achron. Masechtas Kedushin refers to the Bate Kahuna. So the Chidah says, my Rabbi, he was very excited that you quoted him. Anyway, what is this work? So this work is, as I said, he starts off with the Mizrahi, and he goes and handles many different aspects in Chanukah, and that's what Rabbi Kiv Eiger is referring to. It's one siman of the many simanim in the Sefer. He deals with, in depth, 45 topics. It's incredible. He certainly does not need my askama, but one gets to see Torah in its full glory. He raises dozens of issues, being oimid on tons of Nakudas into being mefarish the words and handle with the words of the Mizrahi. It's an incredible work. And as I said, it has 45 topics related to Chanukah. In 2013, this work was published with beautiful footnotes from a Menachem Adler, who's published many different svarim, including an incredible work on Chanukah. And it's a well worth while safer to look at, go through on Chanukah. The second sefer I'd like to discuss is the Stechemed. Basically, last year, a paperback edition with footnotes came out of the Stechemed on Chanukah, a few hundred pages. Now, recently, I must confess, I have fallen into a rabbit hole investigating and learning this massive encyclopedic work, Stechemed. Amirtz Hashem, I'll be talking about this 18-volume encyclopedia, which publication began in 1891, in the longer episodes of this series. But just to mention, for Hanukkah, it's an old classic worth going through. One gets to see the various issues in Hanukkah, some famous, others less, where he collects the materials in his typical fashion, adding his opinions at times, publishing correspondences that he had with other Gedolim, such as Rav Shlomo Kohen, who he had many written exchanges back and forth over the years found in this Teich Emet. One cute piece, which fits in with materials that I spoke about with Rav Chaim Kanievsky, is you get to see him using whatever comes to his hands, current svarim, literally right at the time. There's a Gemara in Shabbos, and right before the Sugya of Hanukkah, it says Daf Chafal of Amud Aleph. It says Psilos Ushmanim Shamar Chachamim Ein Malikim Behen B'Shabbos Ein Malikim Behen B'Migdash. So Rabbi Kiva Eger over there in the Gilyon Hashas asks, what's going on here? What does it say? Shmeinim habemigdash ein madlikin rak b'shemen zayis. So this word, the word in the Gemara Shmeinim, seems to be extra or mistaken. So the Pnei Yeshua already was aiming on this, and many Achreinim are. But if you look in Rabbeinu Chananu, his girsa is psilois. There's no word Shmeinim. How it got in, this is some type of printing mistake of some sort. And if you look in the Dukei Seifim already over there, other Achreinim deal with it in the Gemara. But the point is, here, this Teich Emet right away says, oh, Rabbi Kiva Eger asked this question, Achreinim handle it. But if you have the new Rabbeinu Chananu just published in the Shas Vilna, so you see here, this Teich Emet using brand new information right away. Anyway, this is this new edition that came out last year. They put out a new edition of Sukkos Dalaminim with footnotes also, and they're trying to make Seder to the Sefer. It seems for many years there's been talk of a new fancy Stechemen, but it's still in the works, as they say. Hopefully we'll live to see when it will come out, and hopefully it won't be that many volumes. A third work I'd like to discuss is the Sefer Maccabim. Sefer Maccabim Beis just came out. What am I referring to? The story is like this. In 2018, one morning, I walk into shul, and I see many shuls in Eretz Yisrael have what's called Bloy Svarim. They have a table, and new Svarim are sold. And I see an edition of Sefer Maccabim Aleph. I start looking at this work, and I was shocked for various reasons, as I'm going to mention shortly. But in my hands was a work published by a Talmud Chacham, Reb Levi Chorten, who's a young Hasidish fellow, and I started looking at it, I could not put it down. First off, it was beautifully produced. Nice paper, full of pictures, images, maps, footnotes, explaining everything. One can see easily that this person spent a lot of time and energy into this sugi of the Maccabim. Looking further, I was able to see he made sure to read up all the various academic literature on the subject and was not afraid to cite them. But he added plenty of his own, and he did a great job making this work available for the Tzibur. It sold out right away. A second printing came out that year before Hanukkah. What got me curious is, until now, where would one find the Sefer Maccabim? In a standard set of Svarim Chitzayinim, or in academic editions, but it was not found in a standard-based medrash, in the hands of regular from Haredi Israelis. They're very nervous of such things, and here we have... That was one of my reasons why I was shocked. Now, he was very careful to avoid possibly getting banned because he made sure, amongst other things, to get excellent haskamas. One haskama that he gets is from Reb Zalman Nechemia Goldberg, one of the great paiskim at that time. Another person he gets haskama was the great Reb Shlomo Fischer. Reb Shlomo Fischer, it seems, was fascinated. He sat with him for a while looking at it, and he says, he writes about him, Shehidra Sefer Akadmoin Maccabim, Betoises Aris, Ubiurim, Bebekias, Nifla, Vedavar Gadol, Asa, Lahashris Advarim, and Divi Chazal, and he did a great thing by showing with Maccabim and how it works with Chazal. Okay. Basically, and then Rabbi Yitzchak Yishai Weiss also gives a very nice askama dealing with a little bit about the Chashivas of the Sefer. Now, the story of this work and its exact origin and its importance, we're not going to go into now. Amir Tzashem at a later date, I hope to. But basically, the Yontif of Hanukkah becomes much richer via this work, the Sefer Maccabim Aleph and Beis. And one can understand a lot more of the time period of Hanukkah, the Nisim, the Melchamais, based on early accounts, where Chazal, we know, did not elaborate much. In an essay that I wrote a few years ago about my Rav, Rav Chaim Zev Mlinowitz Zatzal, I described that that week that the book came out and was sold in the Duchanim of Bloy, he gave a drasha all about Sefer Maccabim. After buying it, giving a major analysis, showing his pet topics, Amunah and Betachin, how it's throughout the Sefer, one could see this very carefully. And he was able to bring various points using interesting material not really discussed in standard regular drashas at that time. Now, already In the introduction, Rav Chorten discusses at length the various elephants in the room with such a work, such as, is this really a part of Svarim Chitzayim? I said it's part of the set. When you buy a set, is it really? Because then possibly it's also to read. Is that true? What about if one learns the Sefer? You'll see that there's no mention of the Pach Shemen, the Nes of the Pach Shemen. There's a Avad of all the other Nisim with the Melchamas, but what's the story of the Pach Shemen? So he already deals with this by Richos, what other people talk about. He talks about it. And most importantly, he has a list of Achrayim that use this work, which is significant. Why, we'll mention in a minute. But just to mention, including his list and some additions of mine, we have the Yuchsin, the Tzemach David, the Taisus Yantif El Yeraba, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, the Tfuas Aretz, Rabbi Yosef Zachari Stern, Rav Chanoich Erenchoy, Rav Tavyumi, the Doris Arishainim, Rav Zelvolf Leiter, and others quote this Chibur in their Svarim relating to different things for historical aspects relating to Hanukkah. So they trust the Maccabim Aleph and Maccabim Beis. The Aruch HaShulchan, interestingly enough, when he's dealing with the famous question of the Beis Yosef about why is there 8 days, he says, Oy tam lezem uvor b'sefer chashmunoi l'fish al yedei hagzeres batlu oz, which is known, if you learn the Sefer Chashmunoi, you see this, they were not able to bring karbanos and chag sukkos. L'chein zikaren ze asu shmoyne yom Now, this chibur was not available in Hebrew. So how did these gedolim have it? And especially, let's say, the Aruch HaShulchan, what was he using? So this was a question that was bothering Rav Chorten. He looked into this. And for when Maccabim Aleph came out, he didn't have a great answer to explain how some of these gedolim saw it, such as Aruch HaShulchan LaMashal. But later on, he was megala in a interview that he had in the Kulmas, that he discovered that there was a Yiddish translation of this work, and it's very possible that's what Aruch HaShulchan saw, and that's what maybe other people did. Anyway, he elaborates this in what just came out a few weeks ago, Maccabim Beis. For 7 years, people have been waiting, when's the next edition, the volume 2, so to speak, of the Maccabim going to come out? And without letting us down, it continues with the same beautiful pictures, Mayurdika Aris, Hagdamas, everything, background to understand everything, being Omer and Kol Tag Shabbat Tag, again with many Askamas. This also just came out right now, and I believe it made it to American time for Hanukkah. Another chashivas of this chibur is, which relates to now, we're in war in Eretz Yisrael, already from October 7th, there's diunim about what's considered Milchamat Mitzvah, and what about Milchaman Shabbos, so this plays out in the chibur of the Maccabim, one of the many topics that people discuss. So Reb Nuria Guttel, in his beautiful work, Shalmi Simcha, he deals with it at length, a great chapter, which is available upon request from me, I could send you the PDF, and he builds off the Doris HaRishayim. One last point with Maccabim, obviously the name, which is everyone's on a lot of people's minds on Hanukkah. Where does the name Maccabim even come from? And is there any relationship with the Sefer, etc.? So Rabbi Yitzhak Levine in his Chibur Miboiker L'Erev has a beautiful chapter about it, trying to decipher where exactly and what the word Maccabim means, but that's a different conversation. Bottom line is, this Rav Chorten gets a very big Yashar Koyach, from me at least, and I think from many, many people, for putting out this incredible work, making the Sefer Maccabim accessible with all different ha'aras. And to thank all the people that assisted him, especially the financial backer of this work, Moshe Fuss, I believe his name was. He made sure to sponsor this work properly and allowing, paying for it, it seems, it was a nice amount of money must have gone into producing this work. A fourth work to mention very briefly that just came out is the Encyclopedia Talmudis, Volume 52. So this has Hanukkah-related material because it has the section on the Menorah, including pictures and the Menorah article of Reb Zevin from Mayadim Balacha. This incredible series, which everyone knows about, Encyclopedia Talmudis, which is still being released, Baruch Hashem, so it just came out in time for Hanukkah. Amir Tzashem, I hope to devote a few episodes to talk about this incredible encyclopedia, the significance of this project. Amir Tzashem, the longer episodes, I will deal with that in the future. And to discuss what Gedolim said about it. And just to conclude with two Svarim. That is, this Chibur, I came across it many years ago, called Pach Shem Kuntres Neis Hashemen, from Rav Avram Shur. Ravim Flatbush. Now, basically, he takes a small piece of the Gemara, of the famous Gemara in Chanukah, of my Chanukah, just about 7 lines, prints the Gemara, 7 lines, Rashi and Tosis. And he writes, he publishes a booklet. In one of the early editions, it was 40 pages, where he brings down all the many different questions of the Achrayim on this Gemara Chutz from the famous Beis Yosef and all that type of stuff. Many, many different questions. And bring down a lot of raid on it. Eventually, he updates it in a few different editions. And even recently, I saw in a Svarim store that it's still being sold. One last item that I would like to mention is the Sefer Uri V'Simcha. A new edition just came out, about 600 pages, from Rav Shmuel Yaakov Bernstein. The Talmud, a Talmud Muvuk by Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, one of the great G'dayli Rosh Yeshivas that was nifted in recent years. This chibur is Mamarim. There's some Lamdash Shtiklach Torah. There's a whole Arichos Nifla on Alanisim and on Halil. I remember many years ago when the first edition, which was much smaller than this, came out, I enjoyed it a lot. So these are just some of the many, many works on Hanukkah that I recommend, and a little bit about them.